We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the two dots, the second wide line on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Learned in the Mishnah, there was a case where Zeba b'chavitoi, and this one's going behind him, the Kaira, the Baal Kaira is first, the one with the beam is on the first, and behind him was the one with the Chavis. So the halacha is the walking regular, then the Baal Kaira, the guy who has the beam, is potter because he didn't do anything wrong. The guy in back went too quick. But if the Baal Kaira, the guy with the beam, stops, then the guy with the beam is chayiv. And if it, and there's another case, the opposite case also. If the Baal Chavis is the one on the first, and behind him came the one with the Kaira, so if the walking regular, then the one who has the Kaira is chayiv because he shouldn't have walked too quick and banged into the Chavis. But if the Baal Chavis stops, they are potter. That's the halacha in the Mishnah. Zog to Gemara, the Gemara is going to bring that memory from Rosh Lakish and try to bring a raya from our Mishnah to Rosh Lakish's halacha. Hoya Balkai Rishon, Om Rosh Lakish. Shtei parois b'shisharabim. There are two cows or two bulls in b'shisharabim. Achas revutza v'achas malechas. One decided to crouch down, which is shinui, and the other one is walking. Barto malechas b'revutza, the one who's walking gives a kick to revutza. The halacha is p'tura. That the one who kicked the Revutza is potter, because since this one's doing a shinui, stopping in the middle of the street, so you're not mechayiv the cow who kicked that cow. But if Revutza v'malecha is the one who is doing something different, which means he was sitting in the middle of Shirab, he's the one who kicked the other cow, chayiv has. The halacha is that the one who kicked is chayiv because the other one's walking regular, not doing any shinui, and therefore the one who's crouching is chayiv because that one did the shinui. So that's Rosh Lakish halacha. So Gemara says, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Leima meseyele. Let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hoya bal kaira rishon, bal chavis achron, nishbra chavis bekaira. If they're both walking regular, the chavis is behind, the one with the barrel is behind, and he walks too quick, the halacha is the bal kaira is potter, because the chavis walked into the beam. Vim amad bal kaira chayiv. If the person with the beam stopped, the person with the beam is chayiv. So now we're considering the one with the Kaira like the one who's Revutza. The one with the Kaira stopped. That's something different. And what do you see? That he's Chayiv. V'hacha deke Revutza b'mahalechas dami. It's like the Revutza hurt the Mahalechas. V'ktoni Chayiv. And it says Chayiv. So we're bringing a raya to Rosh Lakish Halacha. Because you see the person who's Mashana is Chayiv. Here the Baal Kaira stopped. The guy with the Kaira stopped. And therefore he is Chayiv. If he damages the chavis. Same thing here, the revutza damages his chayiv. That's the Gemara's raya. Let's break the Gemara. V'tizbra hosyuiboy. You think revutza b'malechas needs a raya? Loimisai lemisaye, elamakshanami kasha. Not only is that a raya, it's actually a kasha from the Mishnah. Why? Because taima debata hosko melepata. It's massive from a shlokish that only if the Revutza kicks the Mahalechas, is the Revutza Chayiv. But let's say the Mahalechas, the one who's walking, the cow that's walking, trips over the Revutza. Don't say anyway, Chayiv. Just says if the Revutza kicked the Mahalechas, Chayiv. But if the Mahalechas tripped on the Revutza, you're potter. V'amastisin, the Meiluk, then Chayiv. And our Mishnah says that the one with the Kaira did something wrong, he stopped. And the Lacha is, if the Chavis bangs into him by itself, the Baal Kaira is Chayiv. So if anything, our Mishnah is a kasha on Rosh Lakish. Why does Rosh Lakish have to come on to be'ita l'chayra me'el shvichayiv also? So not only is the Mishnah a raya, it's a kasha on Rosh Lakish. So Gemara now has to backtrack. Gemara has to answer the raya on Rosh Lakish now. Forget about a raya. It's definitely not a raya. But the question is it a kasha? Let's read it in Talmud. Makshna me'kasha is a kasha. Taim v'debata. The only time Rosh Lakish is mechayiv if the Revutza kicked the Malechas. Ha-huska, memela, if the Malechas tripped on the Revutza, potter. But Mestis in the Mela, Victor Chayiv, in our Mishnah, it says that the Chavis walked into the Kaira by himself, but because the Kaira stopped, the Kaira guy is chayiv. So it's a kasha. And for the Gemara, Mestisim, the Pascha la'orcha kashilda. The guy, when he stopped, he went across the whole entire road and didn't leave any room to go around it. Therefore, he is chayiv for damages that happened by itself also. He blocked the whole road. Hacha, by the case of the cow, going to Rava b'chagisa. He didn't take up the whole road. Only one side of the road he was crouching down on. So a boiler is skuya b'idach gisa. So the malacha should have gone around all the way, and that's why only chayiv if it kicks. And in such a case, if the malacha kicks the revutza, you're potter, because there it's like he's being mashana, it's like racing him on and making him kick it. Masha'inkein, the other way there, if the guy there kicks, there he's chayiv. Like we're speaking out that even though now it's on one side, so why when the malekas kicks the revutza, you're chayiv? That's what I'm avoiding that question. And Teretz says we have this din of kol mashana. We read it in Tosfos and Sa'ah. Let's read Tosfos about the l'skuya m'idach gisa. So it says that in our Mishnah, in Rav Shlokish's case, where the cow crouched down, since it's not across the whole road, so therefore the malacha should walk around. The boyle l'skuya b'idach gisa, shloite nizuk. From time ba'filu lahazik isla rishos l'skuya le. We said that it even can be mazik the revutza. Yes, loymar mishum to have a regel b'shus a rabim va'biat nami l'mechayev shemchom hashana ba'ach v'shina by potter. That means he could, the malachas could walk over that one and hurt it because it's regal. He could walk regal in shirabim, even if he kicks it also because it's in the kol mashana of vacha v'shina by his potter. But here, if the revutza kicks the malachas, yechayev. But mashenki in the case of our mishnah where chavas and abal kairi, they had no choice, couldn't get around, and therefore yechayev even by mela. So we took here the mishnah. It's not a kasher mashlokas, but it's not a riot or shlokas either. But let's try to bring a raya from a different part of the Mishnah to a different part of Rosh Lakish. El Seifam and Nasisim, Mesiela Rosh Lakish. Niktani, Hoye Balchavis Rishoin, O Balchavis, if the Balchavis was first, and then was the Balchavis. The opposite case, the case of our Mishnah, the opposite case, that the Balchavis was first, the Balchavis was second, the guy with the beam, Nishbur Achavis Bekoyra Chayiv. The walking regular, and the Chavis gets broken by the beam, the guy with the Koyra is Chayiv. Mimomad Balabais bought potter. The Balabais stopped. Mimomad Balabais potter. The Balachavis is potter. If the Balachavis stopped, then Loch is your potter. Vahacha, the Kimalachas Bervutz Dami, Victoni potter here. Lachaira here, it's Malachas Bervutza, and Victoni potter. Because the Balachavis stopped, and he's the one that's doing wrong. The Balachas walked into the Revutza. And Victoni Potter. It's the same idea, like we said before, that Malachas bangs into Revutza. It's Potter here. Also, you see that the Kaira bangs to the Chavis Potter. So it's a riot to Rosh Lakish Halacha that the guy who's doing something for Rishus, even though he damages someone, as long as you're doing something for Rishus, you're Potter. So it's a riot to that part of Halacha. Dr. Gemara, no. It's not a riot. Masnissim, the Chiurka Kamaski. By the Mishnah, you can say, I'm walking regular for your potter. Hacham lein, he the Israel Shusha Skuya law, Levuti Bey Lesra Shusha. You know, maybe I'm supposed to walk there, you know, it's just to kick me. So therefore, he's saying it's not Mamish Araya. The Gemara says it's not right to Rosh Lakish. Why? Because we're trying to be right like this. Rosh Lakish says that if the Malekas kicks the one's Revutza, your potter. So the Raya is my Mishnah where the Kaira breaks the Chavis. The Kaira breaking the Chavis is Derech Hilucha, it's why he's walking. It doesn't say you're allowed to take the kaira and break the chavis. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. So it's not a riot. That's masdisim the chiyuch kamaski hacham lein he the istlo chavis shushas skuya elai levuti glas shushas. There's no rishus, and there's no rishus in that case. No rishus to that case. So that is what our Mishnah is saying. That's what Mishnah is talking about here. They're saying that it's a riot, not really a riot. And of course, there it's just to walk. There's no rishus to kick the one now. I just want to go back to something that we said before. We were trying to bring a raya from a case where the Adam was mazik. We're trying to bring a raya to a case of a case where the shor would be mazik. That's what we're talking about. A case where he would trip over the shor. More like a kasha. More like a kasha before, right? Husku and Mela. More like a kasha like this. That a person who's walking the Mela, here, there you see, that the halacha is that yechayiv, that but by biyata you see a potter. Let's remember what the kasha was before. You saw the kasha before. It said that if the balkaira stopped one place, the guy walking behind him is, and the guy walking behind, and the guy walking behind him, the balkaira is chayiv. And we had a kasha that by the revutza and the malachas, there you potter by mela. That's more as kasha. So why do you want to say pasha teres? By the case of kaira, it's odom mazik. They're yechayev. Mashenkin by revutza. What would be the chiyev if someone trips over your shar? What's the chiyev? Which chiyev is that? Someone trips over your shar. L'chor, it's not baman hamazik. It's bar. And we know of halacha that a person can make a bar, but a shar can't make a bar. A shar can't make a bar. So what was the kasha? A shar can't make a bar. First of all, a shar kicks. That's baman hamazik. But how can a shar make a bar? That's the achrayim's kasha on the sugya. And the teres, the answer is a yisoid, that if the shar itself is the bar, then a shar couldn't make a bar. If you trip over the shar itself, then it could be considered even a shar is a bar. That was just a time I want to speak out that achrayim is a shtickle in the Gemara before. Look at the new Mishnah. Shnayim shalim mahalachim v'shirabim. Two people are walking v'shirabim. Echad rots v'echad mahalach. One's walking and one's running. Some learn actually it's two cases. Two people are walking, or one person was running, one person was walking. Aisha shnayim rotsim. Or two people are running. V'ziku zazah, which it should really say v'husku zazah. They bang into each other. Shnayim p'turim. We'll see why. It says in our Mishnah that two people are walking, or one's walking, one's running, or two people are running. The halacha is that you are potter. Even though they damage each other, they bang into each other, they're both potter. We have to see why. That's our Mishnah. Zog to Gemara, Mastisim like Yisi ben Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Yisi ben Yehuda. Netanya, Yisi ben Yehuda Aimer, Rot Chayiv. The person who's running is doing something different, he's Chayiv for damages. Because he's doing something different. He's doing something different. And our Mishnah says that Rot is not called Mishnah, because it says both are potter. Umboidi Yisi, Isi is Moida, but Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashis, which means right before Shabbos, Shu'u Pata. Why? There it's Muta to run, L'Kovet Shabbos, to take care of Tzarka Shabbos, it's Muta to run, Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashis, which means before Shabbos, you're allowed to run. Then it's Bereshus, then even Isi ben Yehuda will agree that it's Bereshus, and it won't be Chayef for Hazeket. Om Rav Yech, now Loch Isi ben Yehuda. Vyechan said that we pass like Yisrael and Yehuda. Freitig, Amar, Mir, Vyechan, Hachi, Vyechan, Vyechan, Alach, Kastam, Mishta. We pass like Kastam, Mishta. Mitanan, Echad, Rots, Echad, Mahalach. One running, one walking. Oish, Shneim, Rotsim. Pturim. The Potter. So it's Mashmah, Mishta, that you're allowed to run. Always allowed to run. Don't say it's Arab Shabbos. So it's a Kasha, Amar, Vyechan, we pass like Yisrael and Yehuda. And we know we pass like Kastam, Mishta. Everything, Amar, Mastisim, Be'er, Shabbos, Be'er, Shabbos. Our Mishnah is talking about the Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, and by Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, you're allowed to run. And therefore, you're part of that's the case of our Mishnah. Memai, how do we know someone Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos? Mirktoni Shneim Rotz and Paturim. Asulamli, why do you need another case? Hash to Echad Rotz Vechem Halach Pater. If one guy's doing something different, we say it's Pater. Shneim Rotz and Mabai, with the both running in the Bai. So Elah Hakkam, this is Pshana Mishnah. Echad Rotz Vechem Halach is Pater. Memed Varmur and Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. Because there, even though only one's running, but you're allowed to run. We tie to our Mishnah and says Shneim Rotzim, it's a new case. It's going on all year round, all week round, all the whole week. The whole week, Shneim Rotzim is part of why? Because they're both doing something different. But on Erev Shabbos, even Echad Rotz, the Echad Mahalik is also part of because you're allowed to run. Mashenken, on the rest of the week, if one's running, one's walking, the halacha is the one who's running will be responsible for damages because he's doing something that's mashonah. And we're passing to Yisrael Yehuda that Erev Shabbos is allowed to run, but the rest of the week you're not allowed to run. And that's the learning of our Mishnah as well. And the way we know our Mishnah, because there's two cases. Omar, who made Yisrael Erev Shabbos and Hashmash, should report to Beshirot Bereshus, because we're running Bereshus. So one's question is, Erev Shabbos, who said Erev Shabbos, Bereshus, my Bereshus, what's the Bereshus to run? Erev Shabbos. My answer is Rav Chanina. The Amar Chanina, Rav Chanina says, Boyu v'neitz, he used to say, Boyu v'neitz likris kala malkaza, come and let us go towards the kala. V'amri likris Shabbos kala malkaza. Sometimes he added the word Shabbos kala malkaza. So you see that the Shabbos is like a kala, and the derech is the chosin to go towards the kala, and derech is to run. You're excited. So if you're allowed to run, Rav Yanai misate v'kayi used to wrap himself with a talis and wait for Amar boyichala boyichala come kala come kala. And the Mashal explains. First of all, Mashal says that you see from here that every week it's like a new chuppah. He says when Shabbos comes, it's like a new kedushin. Every week it's a new chuppah. It's not pshat that there's one time chuppah. Every week it's a new kala. He says Kara Shabbos kala. Al pi mash kosav in Bereshis Rabba, l'chol yesh ben zug, v'li learns how to ben zug. Omalei, I guess Kosh Baruch is saying that. Omalei, Knesset Yisrael, or it means, this could be Shabbos. L'chol yesh ben zug, v'li learns how to ben zug. Omalei, Knesset Yisrael, yeh ben zugacho. V'shabbos gufei, you can assume li Yisrael. That's what Mashiach says. I can assume to Yisrael. But he says, the machloikis over here between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yana is, do you go towards the Kala, or does the Kala come towards you? That's the Shaila. Rav Chanina says, you go likras kala, like a chosin goes towards the kala. It comes to the chuppah, it goes towards the kala. It says, Hashem is Sinai ba. You go towards kachosin, you enter the kala. Rav Yane says, no, you don't go towards the kala. You wait for the kala to come to you, like Kain, what we have, the kala comes to your house. So that's the lashon of the kala coming to you. He was ate fekoyi and waited for kala to come to him. But in any case, the Gemara is bringing a riot that since it's like a kala, a Shabbos Malkus, it's like a queen, the kala who's a queen, and therefore it's mutter to run towards that, and that's where you're allowed to run Erev Shabbos.